plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsors, our current show sponsors, the first one being Recruit.ie. And Recruit.ie has been around for quite a while, but they recently launched a brand new phone app, making finding your dream job easier than ever. You can browse hundreds of jobs from Ireland's leading employers and apply in one tap. You'll also get access to amazing virtual recruitment fairs, free career advice, and much more. You can download the app. You just go onto your app store and search for recruit.ie and find your new dream job today. And we would like to thank recruit.ie for being current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And the other one of our sponsors is one of our favourite restaurants.
Yes, food is my favourite thing. It's my favourite hobby, and I know a lot of you love food as well. And if you love good food, good wholesome food, head along to the Snail Box restaurant, which is located on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane, just at Kilmoon Cross there. They do delicious food, friendly service, and fun for the whole family. It's a family-run restaurant, and it's a family-friendly restaurant. It's one of those restaurants where I can bring... My kids are very boisterous and loud. Some would say even obnoxious at times.
You said that now.
I did. You can bring your kids there and you can let them have fun. Well, I'm not saying they can dance up and down.
I hope you're not bringing your kids and letting them run around the place.
No, I'm not that type of parent. But it's a family-friendly restaurant. It's also open 7 days a week. And one of the things that they are proud of at the moment is Pelé's ball. So as you know, the great footballer, he passed away there a couple of months ago. And some of the amazing memorabilia they have throughout the restaurant includes a special ball which is signed by the Brazilian legend Pelé. And you can get your photograph taken holding. Can you hold Pelé's ball in your hand?
No, it's in a cabinet.
To preserve it, I assume.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. But anyway, head along to the Snail Box restaurant. Bring the kids or go. The thing about it is, well, you can go there for a romantic meal, or you can go there for a family meal. It's one of those places that caters for both.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic place. So the Snail Box at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. Thank you to Philip, Stephen, Paddy and all the staff for sponsoring this current Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this edition? Well, we have a local story for you on this edition of Opinions Matter involving an incident in a housing estate in Bluebell where a neighbour has been sent a threatening note in her letterbox over her dog. Her name is Andrea. Have a listen to Andrea's story. She says, "I'm shaking as I'm typing this. A few hours ago, I came home from work and this letter was left in my letterbox. I'm disgusted that someone would even say these things. Our dog is a Labradoodle, is well looked after, but it's just one of those dogs who barks a lot. Yes, he's out the back a lot of the time, but he doesn't like being indoors. He's out the back when I'm in work, but no other neighbours have ever complained about him because I don't think he barks much. I'm terrified now that this person is going to harm my dog. Do you think I should go to the police about this? I've never gotten anything like this before, and I'm terrified knowing that this psycho lives in my estate. Can you please highlight this on your show?" And that's from a lady called Andrea. And here's what the note said. The note said, "Your dog is barking 24/7 and ruining our sleep, and this has been going on for 6 months now. Enough is enough. Shut that dog up or I won't be held responsible for what I do to that dog. It's your last warning. Bucket of water over it the next time, and then ... So the question is, who is in the wrong here? Should she call the guards over this note? Or, I mean, if you've ever had a barking dog next door to you, you will know that it can literally drive you insane.
I remember back, my leaving cert was ruined over a dog. The house I was living in at the time, the family home that I was living in, I was studying for my leaving cert. And all through that year, there was a dog next door that was just, and he wasn't being mistreated or anything, he was just some dogs, like some babies, like crying, some dogs like barking. Mm.
And we have a dog, Molly, that loves barking. She loves going out the back garden and running around in circles chasing the airplanes in the sky.
Okay.
But we're lucky.
Did she ever catch one?
No, she's never caught one, no, funny enough. But fortunately, we live out in the middle of nowhere, so we don't have neighbours that Molly would annoy. If we did have neighbours, we wouldn't be able to let her out as much because she does bark like a lunatic.
But just to tell you the extent of which a barking dog can ruin your life, as I said, my leaving cert, the whole study for my leaving cert, was ruined because of a neighbour's barking dog. And no matter how much, and I got to know I would never harm an animal, but I got to, there were some nights, 8 o'clock, studying for the exam the next day, and the dog would be like, row, 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 and I had a really annoying, annoying bark. And there was a day that I wanted to just throw a bucket of water over it as well, because it's horrible. And these dog owners are oblivious to how annoying their dogs are because they aren't home. She needs to get rid of the dog.
Get rid of the dog?
The dog needs to go. If something is causing a nuisance to your neighbours, the dog has to go. I'd put that dog in a home.
And what happens to the dog then? The dog gets put down when nobody wants it.
No, someone else will take it.
So this woman should get rid of her dog because it barks. Dogs bark.
No, she should get rid of the dog because it's upsetting the neighbours. If you can't control your dog's bark, or you know what? No, I may be going out on a limb here. Maybe this is animal cruelty. I don't know. Get a barking collar for the dog.
No.
Yeah.
What, that gives the dog an electric shock every time it barks?
They're not illegal, are they?
They should be if they're not.
Oh, really? Have you
an
issue with them?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Have you an issue with
Absolutely,
them?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, here we go, here we
a
go.
A dog barks. Put one around your neck when you start speaking and you get an electric shock. Go way out of that.
There are people listening to this podcast now that would actually support that idea. What's your problem with a barking collar?
Because dogs bark. That's what they do.
No, I'd get
it's in their nature.
Well, here's what I would say.
I'm shocked at you saying that.
No, don't be shocked. Why? What's
a barking collar. Give the dog an electric shock every time he barks.
Okay, before I say anything further, I have to make sure they're not illegal and make sure I'm not... Are they illegal?
I don't know. Find out.
If anybody knows our barking collars, I always thought they were a great invention. Why, what's your problem with them?
They're cruel.
No. You can get them on Amazon. No. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they might be... Well, they're illegal in Australia. The use of an electronic device to control an animal is illegal. Why do they sell them then?
They're disgusting. You want to give a dog a shock every time he barks.
Oh, Jesus, people are annoyed about
that. Yeah, and they're right to be annoyed at you.
No, here, I've always stood by what I say, yeah? Always stood by what I say, and I'm going to stand by it. Barking collars are the answer. They're just to train a dog not to bark. Calm down.
Dogs bark. It's what they do.
You're barking.
They pee, they poo, and they bark.
Why were barking collars invented?
For pricks like you. Darren sent us this WhatsApp voice note to kickstart the show.
No, what she could do is to start walking her dog properly. That's why it's barking, is because it has too much energy. So instead of going on to the fucking radio station moaning, tell her to walk the dog properly. And she's living in an estate. It doesn't surprise me. People in estates shouldn't have dogs.
People in estates shouldn't have dogs. Jeez, Darren, what are you on?
Or if they do have dogs, they should have barking collars on them. I'm serious now. The more I think about this, barking collars are the way forward.
Where am I going? I'm going to line one. And on line one, we have Pauline. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Pauline.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Pauline.
Good, I'm very surprised at that last caller there. I mean, people have it's their job, like they have a career in mind in dogs. And I have a friend that minds a load of dogs, and by God, she doesn't let them out barking or anything like that. Like, she takes them out in stages, you know. But it is very annoying, a dog barking all the time. I lived beside a woman that had a dog that barked day and night, and it drew your head in. But like, I mean, if they
but what do,
the
what
dog
do you
in,
do about it? I years ago had a similar experience with a neighbour's dog in a place that I was renting, so I didn't actually know them that well, the neighbours that is. And this dog, you wouldn't hear him from one end of the day until the other, and then at 3 and 4 in the morning, he'd decide, oh, it's time to bark.
So that's when you put the collar on.
Well, to be honest with you, I never knew there was a collar for dogs barking.
Yeah, because they're cruel. They're horrible.
I would imagine.
Well, no, hang on a second. In your opinion, they're cruel. In your opinion, they're cruel.
No, they are cruel. No,
that's a matter of opinion. I'm sorry.
To give a dog a shock just because he barks.
It's a tiny little shock that they get. It's like a little...
And how would you like to get a shock when you talk?
I wish I had a collar that I could put on him when he talks. If you want the truth.
You know, like, I mean, that's cruel.
Well, no, it's not cruel at all, Pauline. If I was out in my back garden, if I was out in my back garden tonight howling at the moon for 2 hours when people are trying to go to bed, I'd expect somebody to throw a bucket of water over me or shock me. That's all, but that's all.
Would you? Would you really?
Well, yeah.
So what do you do then, Pauline, when the neighbour's dog is barking incessantly?
Well, don't you go up to the dog and see what's wrong with the dog and see why he's barking. He's barking for a reason. It's like a baby crying for a reason. It's like you coughing for a reason. You get up and see what's wrong with the dog.
That's actually not true. That's not true. Some dogs just bark because they bark. Some dogs bark at the moon. Some dogs, you know, just bark because they like barking.
Well, and you honestly, and you want to shock them.
What?
You want No, not you, Pauline. No. Jeremy does.
Well, I'm not shocking them personally. I'm saying the owners. By the way, it's not...
No.
Oh, God. By the way, lads, it's not... You're not giving them an electric shock that's going to kill them. It's literally just a little... Tss. I know people that get water guns and they spray water guns at their dog if the dog's misbehaving. What's the issue here?
You're clearly not a dog owner.
Like, I mean, no, I'm not a dog owner and I'm not a dog lover, but I hate to see cruelty to animals.
That's not cruel. That's not cruelty, Pauline.
It absolutely is.
Would you like water squirted in your face?
So you've had
just because you're sitting there and squirting water into your face. It's not a nice thing to do.
No, it's a disgusting thing to do. It's a horrible thing to do. Okay, so...
Sorry, they are banned in Ireland, apparently. I know loads of people that have bought them in the past, so they're obviously still being used.
But you can buy them online.
Yeah.
But they are illegal to use because they're cruel.
In your opinion.
No, not my opinion. The fact is that they're illegal here, so that is because they're cruel. So what do you think this lady should do about the message that she got? Your dog is barking 24-7 and ruining our sleep, and this has been going on for 6 months now. Enough is enough. Shut the dog up or I won't be held responsible for what I do to that dog. A bucket of water over it the next time and then ...
Well, I can understand the person's frustration if it's 6 months, to be honest with you. But I think maybe if they took it to the vet to see why it's barking like that length of time.
Pauline,
you know,
you'd be laughed out of the vets if you went in. Sorry, hello, Mr. Veterinary. My dog is barking. Is there something wrong? Dogs bark. That's what they do.
Well, you bring your child to the doctor and say, sorry, doctor, my child has a sore throat. What do you think?
No. It's not the same. It's not, that'd be like bringing a baby to the doctors because it's crying. That's babies cry, dogs bark. That's what they do. Like.
Yeah, but you want to punish the dog for barking. You want to every time he barks.
It's easy knowing you've never been kept awake by one, Adrian.
I was, I told you.
Vivian says, stick your fucking finger in the socket there, Jeremy, and see how it feels. Yes, that's comparable, Vivian, because, you do realise... See, these people don't even know what a barking collar does. Sticking your finger in a fucking socket, Vivian, is quite different to the amount of volts going through that. You'd kill yourself. No dog has ever died from a barking collar.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. This is an issue that you've had to deal with.
Yeah.
So tell me what's been happening.
What happened was, I have a neighbour. I live in an apartment block, so I do. And I have a neighbour, and they have a small dog. It's a small Yorkshire Terrier, you know them ankle biters?
Mm-hmm.
They have one of those dogs, and it's been barking non-stop, and I mean non-stop. So what I did was I was after writing a letter, putting the letter in their letterbox, and I was after asking them to control their dog because what they were doing was they were practically neglecting their dog. So they were neglecting their dog. So there was nothing bad in the letter. It was.
So what did you say in the letter?
What I said in the letter was, I said, hi, this is such and such. I'm just writing to you to say, can you please stop your dog from barking as it's causing noise disturbance, I said. And then I was after putting it in their letterbox. And then what they have done was they have written back to me and put it in my letterbox to tell, and they were after abusing me after what I was after asking them to do.
Okay, so you got dogs abuse off the neighbour for asking the neighbour to keep the dogs barking down.
Yes.
So, yes. Did anything happen with the dog? Obviously not.
No, nothing happened with the dog. So I rang the guards thinking the guards might have been able to do something about it, and there was nothing the guards could do.
For noise pollution even?
Yeah, nothing.
So,
nothing.
What happened in the end? The dog just kept barking and driving you insane?
Yes, the dog kept on barking, and then I was after writing back to them again. And what I said to them was, if you don't stop that dog from barking, the amount of barking that the dog is doing, I'm a dog owner. I've grown up with dogs, so I have all my life. I love dogs. It's none got to do with me not liking dogs. I absolutely love dogs.
And me. And that's why I'm still genuinely shocked by Jeremy's suggestion that a dog owner with a barking dog should put a collar on it to stop it barking.
I'd say Anya agrees with that. Do you, Anya?
I do, actually.
Yeah, there you go, Aisle.
Oh, well, you're the only one, Anya. You're the only one who... So in the end, then, your barking dog, your neighbour's barking dog, just kept barking, and there's nothing you've been able to do about it?
Nothing. And the sick thing about it, Adrian, was they were using excuses after excuses, so they were, about their dog. And what I was after saying in the second letter that I wrote to them was, if you don't control your dog, I will be ringing pet control.
And still, nothing has happened.
Nothing.
Lovely neighbours.
I know,
And that's you being polite about it. That's you sending a nice note, not a threatening note.
No, nothing.
Can you understand why a neighbour would send the one that we read out a couple of minutes ago, where basically they've threatened to pour water over the dog?
I can understand that, because it could be very frustrating. And I could understand where she was coming from, so I could. Hmm.
See, this is easy for Adrian. Lives in the middle of nowhere where he has no neighbours and no noise is bothering. By the way, this is coming from the same Adrian. He's going on your high horse there about, oh, it's only a dog bark. It's only, you're the same one that was bitching and moaning for months about the sound of aeroplanes flying over my house.
I'm still bitching about that.
Yeah, you're still bitching about it. So you're bitching about the sound of an aeroplane fucking 20,000 feet above the sky.
No, I can read the underside of the plane. That's another conversation for another day.
No, you can't. That's ridiculous. So you're giving out about the sound of an aeroplane over your house, like first world problem, but you don't think a dog's barking is annoying?
No, I'm not saying that it's not annoying.
Oh, but you're saying we should just put up with it. It's just
Any suggestion of putting a dog collar on to stop a dog barking?
Why are you still looking at the dog collars?
Because it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Let me go to, I want to just play this WhatsApp voice note that came in to us from Jessica.
If a dog barking is your literal most dramatic problem, then you must have a very sad life. Like, I get annoyed when my neighbour's child is crying their eyes out. But you know what? You put up with it. Shut up and put up. Like.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Vivian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, Adrian. You have the patience of a saint. I don't know how you work with that man sometimes.
I don't myself sometimes. What are you so annoyed about? Or dare I ask?
One, I'm annoyed about him trying to insult my intelligence by stating that it's a stupid comparison. Jeremy is the king of stupid comparisons. And I do know what shock collars are. And there's a reason they're illegal here and in other places as well. Because they are cruel. End of story.
Correct.
That dog is barking.
So you're saying they're cruel. Have you had a dog collar around your neck so you know they're cruel? Have you felt what it's like to have a barking collar around your neck?
Not into that thing there, type of thing there, Jeremy. It wouldn't be my cup of tea.
Yeah, but how do you know they're sore and painful and cruel if you've never had one?
There's a reason they're illegal. How do you know they're not? Have you put one around your neck?
But how do you know they are?
How do you know they're not? Because they are illegal, Jeremy. They're illegal. They tend not to make things illegal unless there's a reason. And the reason tends to be because they cause harm, they cause distress, they cause anxiety. The dog is barking for a reason. It's barking because it's bored. It's barking. I agree with you in the fact that the woman needs to really consider rehoming the animal, or she needs to walk it, stimulate the dog, and maybe not leave it out the back of.
Okay, and that was one of the arguments that one of our first messages said, bring the dog out walking a lot more, and then it'll be tired and then it won't need to bark.
Stimulate the dog, you know. I had a dog that we recently lost about a year ago. She barked at her shadow when she was let out the back garden. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't out the back garden often. She was only let out to go to the toilet. She was a house dog. I'm not the type of person that leaves my dog out of back garden. I'm at home all day, so I was there. But the dog I have now, which is the exact same breed, a German Shepherd, and he just doesn't bark at all. He's not a barker, you know, but he's stimulated. He's with me all day. He's walked. He's happy. He's played with. This dog is bored. It's on its own all day. And Jeremy's answer is to treat the dog with cruelty. No.
And Jeremy's just not getting this. Like, I don't know why he's not getting it.
I don't know why
you're
all focusing on this barking collar thing. I just suggested it, okay?
He continues to talk about it.
No, it's Adrian.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question then, Jeremy. Adrian, do you withdraw that suggestion?
It's Adrian that keeps bringing up the subject of the barking collar. That's not even the issue here. I'm saying, having been a victim of a dog that just barked nonstop, that literally ruined my life, that had ruined my leaving cert, probably, by the way.
And again, I understand, Jeremy, my dog, as I said, when she was barking, she did my fucking head in. Do you know what I mean? She drove me bloody mad. That's why she was never left out there for long, because I couldn't feckin' listen to that either. That is not where I have an issue. I have an issue with what you said about dog collars and then trying to insult my intelligence.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is dog collars, I'm looking up to...
I'm a very intelligent lady. And I know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know.
But you've never had a barking collar around your neck, is what you're saying.
Nor have you.
So that makes your opinion. Hang on, that makes your opinion as invalid as my opinion then, because it does.
I will base my opinion on the research that has given laws that have made these things illegal. That's what I will base my opinion on. You're always talking about go and look for fact.
Yeah.
That's fact. You can't deny that, Jeremy.
I'm not backing down. No, thanks. Not backing down.
You've been caught by the bollocks.
I agree with you in the fact that the dog should not be barking. The dog should be stimulated. The lady, the owners of the dog, are at fault. Now, the person who wrote that letter is not a very nice person either, threatening to harm a dog. I wouldn't do...
He threatened to throw water over the dogs.
Well, I mean, the question marks at the end and the or neck, you know, that's an unveiled threat, let's be honest. And I've heard of incidents where bastards have thrown poison over a back wall in a piece of meat for a dog to eat. And, you know, let's be honest, we've had Trevor the cat killer.
Yep.
You know, there's people out there that will do that to an animal. So that's where I take issue, cruelty to an animal.
And like I said, I agree. Even though they are illegal, though, I can buy. I'm looking at one here on Amazon.
You buy them
I could buy it today, and you can set
cocaine's
the
illegal. Cocaine's illegal, Adrian. I'm sure if I went out to the street,
you'd be able to get some. Yeah.
Who I knew, I'd be able to get.
Okay, so what do you think this lady who got the note in her letterbox from the neighbour threatening to pour water over the dog and then whatever after that? Should she go to the guards? Should she just ignore it?
She needs to take some responsibility. She needs to take some responsibility.
Even though we don't approve of what was written in the note, you can understand that sort of frustration.
I do. I get the frustration, definitely get the frustration. Understand, no one wants to listen to that. I had a dog behind me that it didn't bark, it howled. It was heartbreaking to listen to it. Mm. That was, again, because it was left out on its own all the time. If that's what you're going to do.
So this woman,
I don't understand why you have one.
Yeah, this woman obviously needs to. I mean, she's arguing, oh, I don't think the dog barks much, but obviously for the neighbour to send a note in.
Exactly. She's not at home. How the fuck does she know if the dog is barking?
Hmm.
She doesn't.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to go to Lisa Marie.
I think I won that argument with
you. No, you didn't lose.
I think I did. I think she backed down.
I don't think so, Jeremy.
Vivian, I get the feeling Vivian is not the sort of woman that will back down too easy.
No.
We called it a draw.
If someone shows me statistics that say, and if Jeremy is willing to buy one of those Amazon collars online, strap it round his neck and press that fucking button and tell me whether it hurts or not, then I might back down.
Actually, I might order one just for the experiment.
I'll strap it around me, Mickey. There you go, just to prove that it doesn't hurt.
Well, considering I know how you talk about that, and according to you, you'd probably need a collar to go around that.
See, she's not backing down.
Yeah.
You're brilliant. You're brilliant,
oh,
Vivian.
She's brilliant, yeah, yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second.
Anyone that makes Jeremy look bad is brilliant.
Brilliant, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Lisa Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa Marie?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Just a quick one, really, about, oh my God, even thinking about it now, it's traumatizing. I was living next door to a couple about 4 or 5 years ago, and I got told them they had very, very bad drink problems. They ended up actually getting kicked out, but they had 2 small Jack Russell Terriers, and I'm a massive dog lover, I like them more than humans, but I swear to God, the mental health issues from listening to these, this wasn't just barking every so often and stopping. The dogs open their eyes and Jack Russell's bark, but Jesus Christ, it went through me. Absolutely true. Now, it wasn't their fault for barking. At the end of the day, they were inside in the house on their own the whole time. But I tell you, when you're in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're listening to 2 dogs screaming at the other end of the wall, man, the stuff that goes through your head, never mind throwing a bucket of water over them, you'd be just drunk.
And that is what comes into your head,
and you wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
at all.
No, I completely get that.
You don't get it.
I already told you that we had a neighbour's dog next door.
It's the worst thing in the world.
It is the worst. I agree. But what I said earlier on was this dog next door to where I used to live, you wouldn't hear him from one end of the day to the next until 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning and he'd start barking.
I did experience it.
And you're right in what you say, Lisa Marie. It can be detrimental to your mental health if it's just non-stop.
I cannot bear. To this day, 4 years later, if I hear a Jack Russell Terrier barking, it just, my hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I had to end up bringing the guards out one night because, well, even them roaring and screaming, God help us, they were killing each other in the house, and that didn't bother me half as much as listening to the dogs continuously barking. You can get away from them fighting. No matter where in the house I went, I could hear the dogs barking up to the top, in the kitchen, bedroom. It did not matter. Now, they eventually ended up getting kicked out. But I myself, there was one guy there, I heard on a voice note that if you live in an estate, you shouldn't have a dog.
I've never heard anything as ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Now, I have a German Shepherd for the last 9 years, and she's a puppy. And I have a Jack Russell myself. They're inside in an estate. They've lived all their lives in an estate. My dogs go for a walk every day and a hike with me every second day. There's dogs out in farms. There's dogs out in the middle of nowhere with 2 acres of land, and they're being starved and bit to death. So how dare he say that people in an estate can't have a dog? Crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. This is all to do with how owners look after their dogs as to whether they're suitable to be in a housing estate. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Vivian. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eddie.
Afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this?
Adrian, having a dog is like having a baby.
It is?
I mean, they shit and piss and they need constant attention. And anybody that has a dog that leaves it out permanently overnight shouldn't be in ownership of said dog. Imagine the middle of December and it's absolutely -5, bitter cold. You try and spend your night outside in the backyard and see how you feel.
Yeah, I used to have a neighbour that kept their dog out. He was an outdoor dog. Now, he had a lovely warm kennel that he slept in.
If you're in your house in the middle of December, January, and you don't put the heating on at night, you've got to be cold.
Of course,
and you're indoors.
Yeah.
You're going to be freezing. Imagine what that dog's like in the kennel. This is cruel. Nobody should have a dog if they're leaving it out permanently. I would even go as far as say, nobody should have a dog if they're not around in the daytime. You know what I mean? Like, I know people that work and the dog is just thrown out in the back garden at 7 in the morning and it's there till they come home at 5 in the evening.
But he's probably... I don't really like the notion of a dog being out that long either. However, he's probably as happy as Larry.
He's not. He's not getting any stimulation. It's not nice. He's just... It's not good. And the girl earlier on that was on saying... the dog in the apartment. Nobody in an apartment should have a dog. Nobody in an apartment. Apartment is no place for a dog. I mean, when we're going doing that, we always make sure there's someone around so the dog has got a bit of company, you know? Even, like, for example, we were talking earlier tonight about who's going on holiday at what time this year. We always make sure someone's at home to look after the dog. Hmm. Now, in the summer, the back door's open so the dog can run in and out. But imagine living in an apartment 3, 4, 5 floors up and every fucking hour the dog wants to piss or shit. Like, what do you do? Just let it go on the floor? Like, you can't keep running downstairs with a dog every 10 minutes. That's an apartment is no place for a dog.
Yeah, loads of people in apartments have dogs. Even though in a lot of places they're not allowed to, they do anyway.
I know, and I don't know what they do for toilet arrangements. I mean, I can only imagine the smell of it. It's just wrong to even think about. Because I guarantee they're not taking them out every hour for a walk just so they can go to the toilet. Probably take them out once or twice a day, but dogs go to the toilet a lot more than that.
Okay, so the original message that we got was from a woman who is annoyed over the note that was left in her letterbox from the neighbour. Who's at fault here? Is it this lady for obviously not controlling her dog's barking, or is it the neighbour for sending such a horrible note?
I think it's the lady who leaves the dog out morning, noon and night. And if you're a neighbour and you're getting kept awake all night because of a screaming dog, you're going to be at the end of your tether. So probably, in my opinion... unless they're approachable, probably the only way around it is to send a note. Now, I wouldn't have wrote something stupid like a bucket of water. What's that going to do? That's not going to stop a dog bloody barking. Probably going to make him bark more. But probably, if I knew the person, I'd get on well with them. I'd say, look, take a bleeding dog in a night, will you? Do me head in. Or else I'd probably send a note saying, anonymously, but I wouldn't be rude and say, or if. I'd just say, for the politeness and respect of your neighbours, can you take a dog in a night, you know?
The note that was left in was a little bit more aggressive than that.
It was a bit daft.
But no, what he said in the note, well, sorry, I'm assuming it was to him. Your dog is barking 24/7 and ruining our sleep, and this has been going on for 6 months now. Enough is enough. Shut the dog up or I won't be held responsible for what I do to the dog. It's your last warning.
If that was me, no, I wouldn't have worded the note like that, but I wouldn't have waited 6 months to send it. After about 4 or 5 weeks, that would have done my head in and I would have been doing something about it.
Okay, so you can understand, even though you might 100%. Have written a note like that, you can understand the sheer frustration that this owner has.
Yeah. Especially if you're getting up at 6, 7 in the morning and you're knackered because you've been kept awake for hours. That can't go on.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Leslie sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
My next door neighbour had a dog and it literally never shut the fuck up. It barked all day and all night. And it was always left outside and at night time it was locked in the shed. I don't think I ever seen it being walked or anything like that. And there was literally nothing I could do. I would never be cruel to the dog. And I am not confrontational. And I wouldn't go out and say anything to my neighbours. I just put up with it. And, like, I just couldn't understand how it didn't drive them demented, because it had me drove absolutely demented for years. But the dog died about 8 months ago and, like, the peace is just unbelievable. But I do understand the frustration.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I've just gotten a message in this moment. We're just trying to verify that it is the person. It is allegedly from the person who left the note into this neighbour's house. So we're just trying to verify that it actually is this person.
I've said to Adrian off air, we're not going to read out the message until we have confirmed it. So that person mentioned the part of Bluebell that I didn't even know where Bluebell was, to be honest with you. Up near Crumlin, isn't it? Up that way. They've mentioned the particular road that Andrea lives on. So I'm just trying to get Andrea is in work at the moment. Andrea is the woman who received the note. Okay, so just so this makes sense. Andrea received the note from the fella saying, well, we didn't know it was a fella, we do now, saying that they were going to pour water over the dog or worse. Someone claiming to be that person has just gone in contact with us. They've named the road that Andrea lives on, and I'm trying to get in contact with Andrea because I'm not going to read out the message until we confirm that it's the same road in Bluebell that they're talking about. So,
but it does sound like it. We'll read it out in a couple of minutes if we can confirm that. All right. Now, where am I going? Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Darren, we played a voice note from you earlier on, and a lot of people were annoyed over what you said about you shouldn't, if you live in an estate, you shouldn't have a dog.
Yeah, that was a bit broad now, I must say. What I really meant was that the dog law should be changed. Whereas if you have a dog in an estate, there should be checkups to make sure the dog is okay, regularly walked, has all his vets, everything. It should be the same across the board, not just in the state.
Okay, we don't have enough dog wardens to fine people for letting their dogs shit all over the place. You're hardly going to have inspectors calling around to houses now, are you?
Oh, that's what I mean. Dog laws in this country are a joke. They should do it like in Spain, where they keep a record of the owners when you register your dog. And when the dog shits, they can trace the shit back to the registered owner of the dog.
I wish they would do the same thing here, I have to say. But, okay, so let me go back to the point. Can you understand, firstly, how somebody would get so frustrated with a barking dog that they'd leave a note like that in their neighbour's letterbox?
Oh, definitely. I live beside about 20 dogs.
Oh, right. And are you driven mad by them?
Sometimes, yeah. It's not as bad as it was.
And what did you do about it, if anything?
Well, I sent it to the owner.
And?
I sent it to the owner first, but he's never there. So he got rid of the ones that were barking like fuck, but there's still about, I'd say, 15 dogs there.
That would, yeah, but they're obviously not barking incessantly, are they?
Well, when one barks, they all bark. And you imagine 15 dogs barking at one time at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I can't imagine that. One dog is enough.
You can imagine why you'd want to do something to harm them, all right, in spare the moment.
Yeah, because it is a noise that, if it goes on and on and on, does drive you to distraction. It really does.
Yeah, but then, Adrian, it isn't the dog's fault. It isn't the dog's fault why he's barking. It's the owner's fault for not stimulating the dog.
Hmm. All right, stay there for once. Just a final question, Darren. What's your view on outdoor dogs? Dogs who basically live outdoors?
I have a German Shepherd. He lives outside. He just comes in at night time, that's all.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Joey. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Joey.
How you doing, Adrian? I'm not making a couple of notes here. That's very important. I just kind of just read out my points. I used to work at night time, so I gave my mum to the dog because the dog should not be left alone. But just to let you know that not all dog collars are shocking. The author of the bribery. And the beep actually works on me for my dogs. Recently, I had a motorcycle accident, let me have a mobility issue. And my dog stepped up overnight from being a scaredy cat hiding under the blankets to ears up and barking at everything that goes by my door. I also suffer from hearing loss. And sadly, dogs are not recognized as deaf aid dogs either. But having a hearing loss is not just about someone knocking at your door. It's also to make you aware of your surroundings. So it actually helps me at night time. Now, the maximum amount of time I spend at home is about 5 hours a week without my dogs. That's probably going to the cinema or whatever. And I'm being attacked by my dogs back in 24/7, which is a load of nonsense.
You've gotten similar approaches to this lady over your dog.
Yeah, so it's a similar situation. But the thing is about it is it's out of spitefulness, because I believe that people are complaining about dogs out of spitefulness, because, you know, you complain about music, you know, complain about car, or it doesn't affect you. We want to be spiteful, but to attack a dog is very emotional. It really gets to a dog lover. And that, like, if you really want to hate someone and be spiteful to someone, you just don't like someone, you just attack them, especially if you live on your own. And they are babies, you know. Like, I'm not being told, like, imagine if I had a baby in my house and it was screaming, like, 24/7. Like, there's nothing that nobody can do.
But like, a dog seems to be unacceptable in society for barking.
So let me find out then, Joey. You've had a formal complaint lodged, have you?
I seem to be having a complaint every week at this stage, yeah.
Right, okay. And you're being written to about the dog. But what you're saying is that you're there with the dog. You said the dog barks now regularly, but if you were your neighbour, would it annoy you?
Well, the thing is about it is, like, I do suffer from hearing loss. And I do, like, when dogs bark, is when someone answers, someone's at the door or someone's outside during the daytime. And that's the only reason why they bark. Now, like, they do bark, like, they're not loads, like, you know, it's kind of normal behaviour. Like, so someone's at the knocking at the door, the dog's bark, which is acceptable. But, like the gas thing about it is, like, what I had to do now is put the music on, because I believe it or not, I got told by the guards that, like, a dog, if they can enforce a dog act as Section 12 of dog and nuisance, like, but if you play loud music during the day, you and it can't hear your dog. So, like,
okay, so you believe that people are lodging formal complaints against you and your dog for spiteful reasons.
Yes, I believe that. Like, the thing is about it is, like, if you have a house, a connecting house, like, you can hear the TV, you just have to carry on. But if you live down in Galway and you had a field around you and you moved to Dublin, you can't just go along and actually expect more dogs to change for you. Like, we have to have a common ground.
Okay, so let me ask you one final question then, Joey. Is your dog annoying the neighbours? That's the question. These complaints that you're getting, are they justified?
The neighbours are complaining. No, I'm living here 8 years, and I got on with my neighbours, my neighbour next door, both sides. But there's only a new neighbour here that I think she's from Galway or something like that. But, like, everything that, like, I don't go out. I'm literally in my house. But I do not feel that the complaints are going in are about my dog. I think people complain about dogs because they know horse. They know that's where they know where to stab you, you know.
I have to be very careful, obviously, not to identify anybody here, but why would this neighbour have it in for you?
That's the thing. Like, me personally, I used to be a social worker, so I understand there's a lot of mental health issues. I understand there's people out there that just want finance to get very edgy. They get, like, if you go along, like, I remember I had a motorway outside the door, and they got very edgy about the motorcycle. So, like, people do have problems. But they say the thing is about it is the council and the Gardaí, they do take the complaints very seriously. And, like,
let me ask you, because you did send us a photograph of one of the complaints that was made against you. What have you done in order to ensure that you don't get any more complaints?
Oh, I'm keeping track with the guards. Lucky enough is that I do have regular visits with the guards as well. During the time, they did help. Since I have a disability, they helped me with medication and helped me with food and shopping during COVID. And they helped me. So I had to install audio CCTV in my home to kind of, like, send audio footage to the DCC and the Gardaí to show that the complaints that they're getting is not 24/7.
Okay, it doesn't equate to the barking. Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
Well, from listening to the dog owner there, I think it's clear that he's not really thinking about his priorities and what he should be prioritising. He's talking there about kind of being in contact with the Gardaí and in contact with the council and for himself and medications and whatnot and installing CCTV. The dog is barking, that's fine. There's been complaints about the dog barking, but the dog is barking for a reason. So I'm a dog owner, I love dogs. The dog is barking for a reason. It's frustrated, it's anxious, it's bored, it's sore, there's something going on with the dog. So forget your other priorities. Your priority is your dog. You need to stop the dog barking first and foremost. You need to get to the root cause of why the dog is barking all the time. Have you been to the vet with the dog? Have you got the dog checked out? Is there something going on there in the background? Is the dog been walked? Is the dog been fed? Is the dog been cared for properly? is it having its needs met? I have two large dogs in my home. They're not barking constantly. They're looked after. That should be your main focus, and that should be the owner's main focus here.
And can you understand why somebody would get so frustrated that they would drop a horrible note in the letterbox?
Absolutely. And a friend of mine has a small dog that they rescued from a poor home. The dog came into the home, and they live out in the country, so they were able to do that. The dog had a very bad start in life and was very distrusting of male figures. So when I enter the home, the dog is constantly barking. And it's a case where the dog feels more secure and feels safe and will stop barking when
okay, so rather than contacting us about her annoyance over the neighbour leaving the note in, the lady who contacted us should actually be looking at the dog and trying to control its barking.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's an offence to have a dog that's constantly barking and causing a nuisance to neighbours.
And in fact, our last caller there, he forwarded us on a formal letter of complaint that he got. Yes, I'm aware that it is against the law for noise pollution and all of that. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
Dogs barking, you're not going to stop them from doing that. So I think the praise should go see that doctor about getting something that could put them asleep at night, because sounds to me like they have sleep apnea. So dogs do bark. We've all grown up with dogs barking, so it's like nothing anymore. The dog is just doing what the dog does. It's its job.
We have, by the way, confirmed that message is from the person who dropped the note in. I'll read out the message in a second. Dave has a question for you, Jeremy.
Lads, would Jeremy get rid of his cats if one of his neighbours started complaining about them pissing and shitting all over the gardens and ripping up their flower beds? Because I had word to one of my neighbours about her cats.
Yeah, cats don't do that.
To come into the garden again. Yeah. She might not see him. So would he do the same if his cats were acting a prick with his neighbours' gardens or attacked one of his neighbours' kids or something? Or is it just because he doesn't like dogs?
Jeez, okay, there's so much wrong with that message. Where do I start? Okay. First one, yeah? First things first, cats do not attack children. When was the last time you saw a story in the news of a cat or a child being mauled by a cat? So that doesn't happen. So there's one thing. Second thing, when cats do their business, they're not like dogs. Dogs are filthy animals. A cat is actually a clean animal. A cat, when it does its business, will actually cover it over with soil or whatever the case may be. So you'll never see a poo on the grass or whatever, or on your path that's been done by a cat. Cats are
so in answer to your question, Dave, no, he won't be getting rid of his cats because he doesn't believe cats do any of those things.
No, I don't believe they don't.
Here is the message we were referring to earlier on. So we read out a message that was dropped in a lady's letterbox in Bluebell. Well, we got this message a while ago. That's me yous are talking about on your show. I left that note in Andrea's house and I live in such and such a road and I stand by what I said. I'm falling asleep in work during the day because that effing dog is keeping me awake all night. And loads of the neighbours have asked Andrea to sort out this shit. And I will throw a bucket of water over it or leave her side door open and see where the dog ends up. You'd better not use my name.
We'll do better than that. We've been trying to ring him. Let's try and ring him again. This big, big, hard man.
Okay, so this is the person.
Let's ring him live.
Okay, let's do that, yeah.
Okay, hang on now. Yeah, come on, big man. Answer the phone. Now, I'm just going to try it a second time just to be sure. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the person who sent us that message about what he's going to do to the dog. He says he will leave the side door open and see where the dog ends up.
So that basically means he wants the dog to run away. Is that what we're
Yes,
what
pretty
we're
much.
That's okay. Let's see again. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Come on, hard man. Because I'm ready for him. You ready for him?
Mm-hmm. No. No, answer your phone within five rings. No.
Sorry, what are you saying? That's within five rings for?
Matt sent us this.
How's it going, lads? My ex-missus is actually a veterinary nurse, and she deals with this kind of thing all the time. People putting the shock collars on their dogs. She was telling me that the effects that it has on the dogs is actually really bad. They can burn skin. They can cause trauma, stress, increased heart disease, incontinence, all that stuff. It's really not good for the dog. It's a cruel way of treating an animal. And yeah, I can't believe Jeremy actually agrees with the idea of it. So, like, you know, when you get a static shock off something, you even kind of jump and say, Jesus, like, it hurts a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So even a little shock like that is not good for the dog. And yeah, I'm surprised Jeremy didn't say that. Also, Adrian, the dog's abuse thing you said was a bit of a terrible pun there. I'd have to pull you up on that one. That was shocking, you know. But yeah, I really don't think that using the dog collar is a good idea. It all comes down to try to train the dog, you know, and you don't know, like, if they're leaving the dog out, you know, outside, or they're leaving the dog somewhere where it wants to be with the owner, and let the dog into the room with you, or bring the dog in at night time trying to leave the bargain, you know. It is annoying when you have a dog barking around you, it won't shut up, but I mean, it's a tricky situation, because you don't want to tell someone to get rid of their dog, but at the same time it can be a pain in the hole. So I'm not sure what the best solution is, but those dog collars are fucking horrible.
All right, Matt, thank you very much indeed. And that goes back to the very start of this podcast, where Jeremy's solution to a barking dog is to put a dog collar on it and electrocute the bloody thing, or shock the thing.
Anyway, by the way, it's no different than, you know, when you're in the shops and you touch off, it always happens to me in my local Dunnes, where you touch off the counter and you go, woo.
Yeah, static.
Static, that's all it is. Like rubbing a balloon in your hair. Anyway, we've tried to ring that hard man, what, about 5 times now?
Yeah, and no joy.
It is him, by the way. I can tell that it's him.
Not because you won't answer.
Well, no, I've confirmed anyway, that's where he lives.
That's
well.
It from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified when we upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.